Rural Focus.
It is Troy with Rural Focus, and I do have the big boss from WA Farmers on with me today, Trevor Whittington. Morning, Trev.
Good morning, Troy. How are you?
Not too bad. I was actually reading yesterday your story, award wage rates are no benchmark on LinkedIn, and sort of came across sort of why people wonder why the labour shortage on farms is happening at the moment, mate.
Yeah, that's an article I put out in last week's Farm Weekly, and then extended it. Got a lot of feedback from a lot of people, so posted up on LinkedIn for sort of national readers to tap into, because access to labour, mining boom, what people are paying is very topical as we go into harvest.
Mate, a farmer's starting to get workers in?
Look, most people are set for this harvest. Okay. They got really good over the last 2 years and scrambling around and finding family and friends, but certainly the backpackers have come roaring back and they're certainly around. But people, farmers, country people in pubs and motels and whatever, are having to pay a fair bit more to actually attract people.
Is it where the farm is, mate? Is it sort of the locality, or is it the money that people are after?
Oh, well, if you remember the minister's Wander Out Yonder TV ads last year, certainly have farm people contacting us saying what they want to go to drive a header and be able to surf in the afternoon. So outside of a few great esperance properties, that was romantic idealism. So they swiftly got sent to the bottom of the pile. Look, that didn't help, but people are pretty pragmatic. What farmers really want is experienced machine operators, because you're harvesting 6 or 8 weeks. You just don't need someone to bend your chaser bin or drive the header into the one in a power pole in the middle of the paddock. You're not going to get parts. You're not going to get mechanics to fix it. So finding those skilled people is incredibly difficult.
I was going to say, that's the hardest part. It's okay to find a couple of workers, but to find the skilled variety, that's even harder.
Yeah, that's right. And we had an ag visa lined up under the previous coalition government, and that was looking very promising. But this mob come in and said, no, they're going to double the Pacific workforce from 10,000 to 20,000. And look, all due respects, these guys are great workers for horticulture.
Yep.
But outside of a small percentage in Papua New Guinea and the Solomons, where there is mines and they build some pretty impressive roads, there's not too many who have been driving front-end loaders or trucks.
Yeah.
But that is a potential future workforce, but which we won't discount, and some of them will be very good. But 20,000 people who come from stuff are not natural people to drive a chaser bin. Historically, people, a third from the eastern states, a third from New Zealand, and a third from Europe, particularly off farms in Europe.
Is there a way that we can get the pay raise up a little bit, mate? Do we have to go to the state government, or is it come from the federal government?
Well, there is the award rate, state award rate, the federal award rate is about $27.70 or something. The problem with it, the federal pastoral award, which the grains industry sits under, is 73 pages long. And if you're following the award rate, it is incredibly complex. How long your crib break is on a Sunday afternoon, depending on what time you knocked off on Saturday. Yeah. So people are paying higher than, into the 30s. But I'm hearing that, some big operators are paying up to $50 an hour for really experienced casuals to drive headers. So, the market is well and truly kicked in and is certainly paying a lot more. And if you look at that article, I've just listed all alternative jobs out there. Mm. You can go and stand next to a pool on the casual rates, or next to the car park at the cricket on a Saturday evening and earn, well into the $40 an hour. So we're having to compete against that.
The wage disparity, will that always be a big issue? That's never really going to go away, really, is it?
Yeah, the mining industry is always going to pay more, but I don't know, I've ever been on a mine and worked on a mine, or 12-hour shifts, you know, you're treated like a robot. It's pretty hot. It's pretty unpleasant. Yep. Mind you, their bosses aren't too hot. They've got nice air conditioning offices. but you know, they pay more because it is pretty rough in terms of the conditions. But, you know, they're down to 2-1. Some are 1-1. Some are ludicrous amounts of money are being paid. But for, you know, heavy truck drivers and stuff, you know, well into, you know, the $60 an hour. You know, we're not going to be able to compete with that. The problem is they're not training enough people. They keep pinching all our mechanics. And the state government's not holding them to account. So I think something needs to be done there. Paying the state government a royalty money, which they pocket. They don't give us anything back in royalties or regions because they've pinched all that. And they've left us having to pay a lot more to get, you know, skilled and semi-skilled workers. So something's out of whack.
All right. So what do you need, mate, to try and attract more workers?
Well, you know, backpackers back, but, you know, we'd really like to be able to find a steady workforce. So a longer visa, so you can bring the same person back from, you know, Eastern Europe. You know, we should be hoovering up all the Russians at the moment because a lot of them don't want to be on the front line. And they're a big ag sector, and they've got a big farm machinery sector. Lots of mechanics fixing John Deere's over there. No work because there's no parts going to Russia, so they should be over here working and not shooting at Ukrainians. And but look, we need a long-term, you know, solution where we can bring people in for 6 months and send them home for 6 months. That have got a good skill set. Some of them will come out of the Pacific. Some of them come out of Europe. There's no reason why they can't come out of South Africa. But, of course, you know, probably state government's got a closed mind. The federal government's got a closed mind thinking, well, you know, farmers can just pay more. And that's unsustainable in the long run.
All right. See where the canola sort of crops are starting to get harvested, mate. So hopefully it'll be a good season going forward.
Hopefully it'll be a good season. Hopefully force is actually out there. The machines don't get bent, and they can be repaired when they break down, and you know, we end up with a good year. So, fingers crossed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you haven't read Trev's story, as he said, it was done for the Farm Weekly, and it's also on LinkedIn as well. So, it's called "Award Wage Rates Are No Benchmark." The CEO there of WA Farmers in Trevor Whittington. Trev, thanks for joining us as always, mate. We'll chat again soon.
Good on you. Thanks for that.